Y'all, I'm going to let that one hang there because I heard giggles. I was in North Carolina recently and I've been told lots of y'alls are coming out, but y'all. And when I say that, I mean y'all, you all, in all seriousness, we need this story. We need to hear this story over and over again. The story of a God fully present in the world, as close to us as the very breath in our lungs, as close as the dirt underneath our fingernails, as close as the lips of rapturous lovers. The story of this intimate incarnate God walking, talking, healing, loving. The story of this intimate incarnate fleshy God showing us what radical, unconditional, persistent love looks like. The story of this God on a cross, nails and hands and feet, naked, vulnerable, laid bare before the Romans, the Judeans, laid bare before all the world, for all time and eternity. We need this. It's an inexhaustible mystery. The Passion. There's a coarse beauty to it, but it's beautiful nevertheless. And its beauty draws us in and draws us deeper into this mystery. It woos us. It seduces us. It never lets us confine it. So yes, I know that we're going to get the Passion narrative again on Friday. So what? So what? It's the story so nice we tell it twice. And more than nice, it's necessary. It's absolutely necessary because, let's be honest, we are still a people who lapse into the belief that there are things that we can do to earn God's favor, to earn God's love, that there is actually work needed to be done by us in order to curry favor with the divine. But that's a lie. That is a bald-faced lie, because if the story of the crucifixion of God in Christ tells us anything, anything worth remembering at all, it tells us that there is nothing left for us to do to earn the love of God. There is nothing that we could do that could even compare with the glorious and profound and inexhaustible revelation of love, of divine love, laid bare and naked upon the cross. But the struggle is real. For some among us, myself included, and for many in the world, the question is a live one, and it's like a crushing weight that rests on our chest and we simply can't shake it off and breathe. What must I do to earn the love of God? And this, the Passion, the pain, the palpable love of God hanging dead on a tree. This is the answer. Nothing. There's nothing for you to do to earn God's love because God gave it freely. Y'all, we really do need this story. The world needs it. The world needs to be reminded that value and dignity and worth, they don't come from our ability to produce, our ability to spend our lives in the pursuit of something that will always remain hovering like a ghost on the edge of our eyeline. Human beings have dignity and value because those things are gifts from God. These gifts that were exposed so fully by the one who, even as he was dying, prayed for the forgiveness of his oppressors. We need this story because we need to be reminded that on the cross, the need to actually sacrifice anything was ended. It's the sacrifice to end all sacrifices, the death of the innocent, rendering death itself into something not even worth fearing. The torture of the scapegoat that made scapegoating other people a worthless human enterprise. That all of human life, all of it, despite its many errors and tragedies, was worth redeeming through the death of the one in whom life was most alive. We need this story. The world needs it. And so we'll get it again on Friday. But between now and then, it's up to you to pack this place full. To go out and seek the ones who need to know their value and worth. To find the brokenhearted. To not just wait for them so that you can welcome them when they eventually step through our doors. To go out and find them. To tell them this story. To bring those brokenhearted here so that they can hear a story with the potential to bind up their wounds. To bring them to the foot of the cross so that they can gaze upon love and know that it is for them. Not so that they'll be filled with guilt, but so that their guilt will be banished. For in Christ, God has reconciled the world to God's self. In Christ, all things have been made new. On the cross, love was poured out so that we might be filled. This is the story of all stories worth proclaiming to the world, and it's up to you to proclaim it. Amen.